The disclaimer, as always, forecasting traffic is a slippery slope, but all signs point to Thursday evening being a really bad commute in the District of Columbia. We've been gearing up for a bad traffic day with the grand opening for months, but now, with Game 5 coinciding, we're likely to go from bad to worse. Parking will be limited to non-existent. Metro, it's a tough sell at best, and the weather will be less than ideal for biking or walking. Traffic-wise, the focus will be on the Southwest Freeway, which will certainly bear the brunt of the event traffic. But look for potentially far-reaching effects. Whenever we get Category 5 traffic downtown, you can see side effects as far away as the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. When we hit critical mass in the district, all bets are off. The George Washington Parkway, that's going to be a really tough ride, especially southbound from Langley and 123. DC 295 south, likely to be just as slow as the northbound lanes. Just a few of the many routes that are going to likely succumb to a late and long rush hour. Any advice? Ride-sharing apps will need to go into overdrive to compensate for Metro's hours. It's not the worst-case scenario, but it's pretty close. Had the game been scheduled a few hours earlier, there'd be little to no recourse for the average commuter. Since it's not until after 8 p.m., the sooner you can get headed outbound and homebound, the better.